founder of the parish of St. Andrews, Father Lynch, eventually had to leave. He was moved by the bishop from Roanoke to Greensboro, North Carolina in 1910 to serve as the chaplain of St. Leo's Hospital. And that was where he passed away in 1926 at the age of 79 from pneumonia. Father Lynch was laid out in his vestments, holding the golden chalice he had used to celebrate the sacrifice of the Eucharist, lying in state before the altar at St. Andrews. In compliance with his earlier wishes, instead of claiming his priest's plot in the St. Andrews Cemetery, Father Lynch was interred in a vault at the foot of a statue of St. Joseph in front of the church overlooking Roanoke. It was his devotion to St. Joseph that had caused him to place the statue there 30 years before. When the mausoleum was added in the late 1990s, Father Lynch was to be reinterred in a place of honor. A local funeral service exhumed Father Lynch and moved him to his new home. Fortunately, Father Lynch had been buried in a steel coffin. All was well. However, no one knew in the 1990s how tall Father Lynch had been. When the crane lifted the coffin out of the grave and brought it over to put it in the new space, he didn't quite fit. The founding priest of St. Andrew was respectfully parked elsewhere, giving the construction crew time to enlarge his permanent home. When Father Rule consecrated the mausoleum in 1999, Father Lynch's grave was also consecrated, and we hope for the last time.